Hello and welcome to A Sense of Centerville and Washington Township, your place for stories about ordinary and extraordinary residents and places in the Centerville and Washington Township area. I'm Susan Melville from Centerville, Washington History, and I look forward to hearing your story. Today, my guest is Charlotte Melville. Charlotte is a 17-year-old rising senior at Centerville High School. She has been selected as one of the drum majors of the marching band for the 2022-23 school year. In the Wind Symphony, she plays clarinet. The youngest of five children, Charlotte has been an active part of the Centerville community through the park programs, Centerville Washington History, Town Hall, and Recplex. She is a fan of all animals, especially dogs and turtles. She loves being out in the Centerville parks, listening to music, and baking wonderful desserts for her family. We welcome Charlotte. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Susan?
Good. Charlotte's my daughter, and it's so fun to have her here because she was with me at the beginning of this podcast when we were trying to come up with a name and a format and kind of how we would, so around the dinner table, we'd talk about these things. And I just thought it'd be nice to have a young voice and you know, hear what young people have to say about history and about living in Centerville. So, Charlotte, what are your thoughts about growing up in Centerville?
Yeah, I have a lot of mixed feelings about growing up in Centerville. I know a lot of people my age, and I especially, I think, hold some of these feelings as, oh, Centerville, Ohio, it's a bit boring, you know? But in truth, I've had the privilege of traveling around the U.S. quite a bit, and I feel quite privileged also to grow up in Centerville. It may not often people have this perception of Ohio. It's just a farming state, but I think that Ohio has a lot more to offer than that. And I feel quite privileged to grow up in such a great and I think close community as Centerville. And one that offers such great opportunities, especially through the Historical Society, through the parks, through the schools. So ultimately, I think Centerville is a great place to live, and I think it will hold a special place in my heart, even though I do want to go on to other places. I think Centerville is a great place to raise a family and to grow up. Yeah.
Definitely. No, I think so, too. I think when we moved here, you know, I didn't immediately feel like this was my place, but then the longer we lived here, the more I felt so grateful for, especially like all the libraries and the parks and the rec center, and then learning more about the history is exciting to me as well. So what are your favorite things about Centerville?
Oh, I think I've already mentioned some of them. Mm-hmm. I have the privilege, I'm recently employed with the Park District. I absolutely love the park system. They have awesome trails, awesome playgrounds, just I think a really great organization. I feel really loved and supported there. I had the Historical Society, of course, too. I'm a little bit biased maybe, but the Historical Society does a really great job also just fostering a love of history and or specifically Centerville's history. I think we have a lot of great opportunities in Centerville. And I have to say, I also love Grater's and Bill's Donuts. I think those might be some of my favorite parts of Centerville. I don't think any ice cream or donut will ever compare.
That is so awesome. Yeah, I know we've had many family trips to Grater's, and it's a great place to hang out and stuff like that. So, Charlotte, mostly I interview people much older than you. Why do you think young voices have an important part in history?
Yeah, I think young voices, sometimes I feel with like this whole opportunity, so I don't really have much to say about Centerville or about history. But I think in the grand scheme of things, the people who feel like they don't have much to say are actually the ones that I think whose voices need to be heard the most. You know, we have plenty of people who want to be heard who are talking. We need some other voices from people who maybe aren't as heard so often. So I think that happens a lot with younger people. I was recently actually rereading Anne Frank's diary, and I think she is just such a great example of of a young person, and so a young person's voice that has lasted and had such an impact for such a long time. And I think we can learn a lot from her as young people about the importance of our voices in history and just as a document of what things were like for us growing up. I think we're really important.
No, I love that you mentioned Anne Frank. You know, I love reading old journals of my relatives, and I don't have any young ones, you know, of them writing when they're young, but I wish I had, because that would be so great to hear what they had to say at a young age. What were the things that were important to them at that time, and what are the things that they maybe had fears about or had hopes or aspirations about? So, yeah, I think that young voices are important. And in my introduction, I talk about ordinary and extraordinary members of the Centerville and Washington Township community. And that's, again, why I put that in, is because I think that all voices have an important part to play. So,
yeah, and I think going back to the thing with Anne Frank, mm-hmm. is, well, many parts of her experience were extraordinary. To me, the parts that stick out were the things that were perfectly ordinary, like her accounts of like friendship and of like crushes. Yeah. That's the part that's so interesting. Like the perfectly ordinary parts, I think, are the best parts of our stories and of our lives, and that we got to make sure to tell.
That I remember reading that when I was younger, and that she does talk about crushes that she had.
Yeah.
In the middle of this very traumatic event, all the same things happen in a youthful heart.
You know? Yeah. I think throughout the ages, where teens and young people were still connected by the same things. And that's something I think is really beautiful about humanity, is even though we're so different, we have these few connections between us all, and I love to explore those and learn about them through the ages. I think it's really fun.
Yeah, well, it is. I like it too, and that's why I like to read history as well, because it does connect humanity.
Yeah, so I think ordinary parts are great.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so when our family moved to Centerville before you were born, there has been a significant increase in diversity from that time. Why do you think diversity is important in Centerville?
Well, diversity is not just important in Centerville. I think diversity is important everywhere. And it's crazy. I honestly don't know, like, to what extent maybe, like, your generation and older generations understand, like, how important diversity is to my generation. Like, we live it. And it's changed so much. We have so many conversations about what it means to be diverse and why it's important, to have so many different perspectives in our community. And, yeah, it's definitely something that's very essential to my life and to the life of many people my age. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. But I think it begs another question, is so I think, like, me growing up, you know, I grew up in New York, and then moved here to Ohio. So my experience with diversity is very different from people that maybe grew up here, mm-hmm. that maybe, you know, it can be seen as a threat to the things that you grow up. How can you, you know, because if you loved your growing up life and then now things are very different, how do you adjust to changes that diversity may be?
Change is hard. And as I'm, you know, getting a bit older, I think I've really had to keep in mind that the experiences that I've had that have shaped my views on certain things, everyone has had experiences that have shaped their views, but just in different ways. So that's something I try to keep in mind when I come across situations that are different from what I believe or from what I've experienced. Is I try to think, well, what are the situations that would have caused it to be that way? And I think that helps to put things in perspective, even if I don't agree with certain things, or if, like, for you, if certain things are different from how you're used to, trying to put it in the bigger perspective, even though it's harder. It's easy to just say that. It's hard to do.
Yes, it is. All change is always hard to kind of accept and move forward. So I do love diversity as well. I think that we can learn so much, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad I've got, you know, young people in my life that kind of introduce me to new ideas and new concepts, and that really does help me move forward in learning things. Okay, so it's important to record experiences in history so that people in the future can learn from our experiences. So I'd like to know, how did the pandemic affect people of your age? And you could include maybe personal experiences if you'd like, or just general if you'd prefer.
Yeah, the pandemic, it's really wild looking back on it, like the experience that I lived. And I think ultimately how impactful it is and how impactful it's going to be. And I get emotional just thinking about it. It's really wild. People talk about living in like a post 9/11 world. And I've always talked about, for my generation, that's what COVID is. We're living in a current and post COVID world. And even if it feels like something that's in the past, it's something that's always going to affect people my age, because our lives were so greatly impacted. And the impact is ongoing, is the crazy thing. Is I know so many people struggled with mental health, with just dealing with things that were maybe bigger and more hard to deal with than anything they've dealt with in the past or anything that they should be dealing with at that age. So it's, for me, it's a moment of loss, but it's also a moment of growth. I've talked about with some people, like, in many ways, COVID tore a lot of us down, and now we're trying to build back, but hopefully in that process of building back, we're building back stronger and better and finding ourselves in the process. So in many ways, it's hard, but in many ways, it's very gratifying to see the growth and the process of just being forced to deal with a lot of realities of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, is that, you know, looking at it from an outsider, not being a young person, I saw the process of, you know, you not seeing your friends, you know, being in your room, trying to learn via, you know, Skype or I mean, that's not Skype, that's an old-fashioned Zoom.
Yes, Zoom. I don't
know, Skype was the first Zoom. But yeah, so, and then life wasn't normal. And there was some disappointments, many disappointments. But I think as a family, we really tried to figure out how to make it as good as possible. And with extended family's help, you know, we've grown. But yeah, there are things you lost. And, you know, I think everyone that went through the pandemic lost something. But when you've got such a short life already, it's a bigger portion of your life.
Yeah. And it's right when you're developing is the main impact, is that when you're developing in something like a pandemic, or, you know, with 9/11, with a horrific event, when something like that happens, it impacts the rest of your life. And with so much loss and pain associated with events like that, we have a tendency to want to forget, or to even start forgetting or trying to forget. But we recently went to go visit my grandmother, and she talked to me briefly about how both her parents had lived through the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. And she talked about how she had never heard of it growing up until she saw pictures, but none of, like, her parents, no one older in her life had ever talked about it before. And I was like, oh, wow, I don't want that to happen with my experience in the pandemic. That would be horrible. I don't want people to not know what happened, because it's such an important part of my life. So I think by talking about it in situations like this, that, you know, people can look back on, helps to have a record, and so people won't forget.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, us looking for records that somebody had written about the Spanish influenza, and we didn't have anything recorded. And many of my family did record things, but that, so I started keeping a journal, and but then when I went back, I just didn't want to read it. So I could see, you know, that feeling of, yeah, I don't want to remember this time. But, you know, I'll keep it. I'll keep the parts that I want to pass on and maybe throw away the rest, you know, and that won't be something that I pass on. But, yeah. So have you written?
I haven't. I've always intended to, but I think with my generation, we have, you know, we have new and different ways of recording things. I mean, I think journaling is great. I love journaling. It's not for me necessarily, but through like social media and through podcasts like this, we're creating our own record. And we do a lot of family history in my family. And I think that those kind of records through social media and podcasts and videos, that's going to be what we'll be researching in 100 years.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah, because I did start a Facebook family group because I wanted to connect with other relatives and things like that. So yeah, maybe that is the family history in the future.
Yeah. It's kind of weird to think about.
We don't know what it'll look like. That's for your generation to figure out.
And people 100, 200 years ago, I'm sure didn't expect that we would be looking through their journals and
that's
documentation and stuff like that.
Definitely. Okay. Since you have grown up in Centerville, when you were young, you participated in some of the summer youth programs at the Ashley Wright Museum. What do you remember about those camps and what were your favorite parts?
Yeah, actually, I remember a lot about those camps. I did them with some of my friends growing up. And I just remember as a kid just loving history. I was super into Laura Ingalls Wilder and that whole era. And so I was just, I had an insatiable appetite to learn about history and to live it also, which was the part that I loved about the programs, is they actually walk you through what a day in a life is like and all the things that would go into being an early settler of Centerville. And as a young kid who just wanted to learn about everything, I thought it was so fun. And as someone who also just enjoyed that aspect of like make-believe and living as someone else, it was good times.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a fantasy. What if my life was, you know, simple like this? Or, I mean, simple, hard. Yeah. They had a hard life, yes, but very, very different. But it is always interesting to see a different world.
Yeah, I just, it's so interesting to me because you're exactly right. It's hard, but the simplicity is so appealing, especially as you grow older and things become, life seems to become more complicated and convoluted. You're like, simplicity like that, it's very appealing.
Yeah, where you just had to work every day just to survive.
Yeah,
you couldn't think about it.
Yeah,
it's fun. I didn't go to the camps, and I haven't really volunteered for the camps or anything. So what kind of things did you do in the camps?
Yeah, so my favorite one is we would do, I don't remember the name, but we would act out a day as if we were students going to the schoolhouse. So we would get a little bow in our hair, we'd get our little lunch pail, and we had to go collect sticks for the fire outside of the house. And they would ring the bell and we would all line up and we'd go into the schoolhouse. And we'd learn about what they would learn about, like the native plants, about reading and arithmetic. And they would tell stories about what it'd be like to be a school kid. And it was just a good time. I really enjoyed it.
That's good. Yeah, I know they have different ones now than they had when the kids were growing up. I remember Elizabeth, your sister, they did the corn husk dolls. And I remember every time we got corn on the cob, we would have to make corn husk dolls in our backyard.
I remember, I think I did the corn husk doll one twice maybe. And I think I might still have them. I don't know.
No. But in your room.
I had them at least for a while. I don't know if I do currently, but I just loved it. It's so fun. And to look at something like, I don't think I was ever super into dolls growing up, but I feel like it's very different when you have something that you made and you get to imagine her own life and her own face, you know?
Right.
Yes, I loved my Cornhusker dolls.
good. I'm glad. So it's lots of fun to do those kind of programs where you're imagining what life would be in the past. And yeah, that's good. So you also did school tours in your various. Did you do one in middle school as well?
Yes. We did one, I think in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, yes.
Lots of walking.
I don't remember there being lots of walking. I do remember some kids in my class ordered a lot of donuts at Bill's, including like a whole gallon of milk. And I think we have drunken that whole gallon of milk on the walking tour.
Uh-huh.
And I think felt quite sick afterwards. So that was memorable.
Yeah. It's always fun to share our museums with the little kids and then the middle schoolers. And
yeah.
They're funny. Yeah. And I know not everyone stops for donuts, but I know it's the highlight when they have that on the on the agenda. Definitely. Okay. So why do you think it is important to volunteer? And what are your favorite ways to contribute to your community?
Yeah, volunteering. Volunteering is very important to me. I think, you know, I talked about, I feel ultimately very grateful and privileged to have grown up in Centerville. So volunteering is a lot about giving back. And I think it helps you as a person just as much as it helps the people, whoever you're helping. You know, I feel so good about myself when I help and when I volunteer. And I've loved and I've treasured all the opportunities I've had to volunteer, and especially through my parents, who really facilitated a love of service and giving back to your community. And some of my favorite memories, I think, were as a younger person volunteering with the refugees in Dayton, being able to help someone just who is new to our community and really just needs that help in a time in their life when, you know, it could be very difficult. I remember that being very impactful as a young person. We helped in a variety of ways. We helped teach English. We helped, we would give Christmas presents. We would help set up homes for new coming refugees into the area. So I remember that being a very impactful part. Specifically in Centerville, though, more recently, I've had the opportunity to volunteer with United Sound, which is a really great opportunity where band students like me, we help mentor students at my school that have disabilities to learn instruments. So I had the opportunity to teach flute to some new musicians, and that was so fun. I love teaching people new skills, especially skills that like I have. Being able to share that with other people is really gratifying also.
Yeah, well, you don't play flute, so how'd that work?
So a big part of, well, so first of all, I was working with someone who did play flute, but my role was more to help with like rhythms and help learn to read the sheet music. And I also learned a little bit of flute in the process, but no, I do not play flute.
All right. Yeah, I think United Sound. I know watching those kids and with United Sounds, it's kids that or high schoolers that wouldn't have had the opportunity to be in band for some developmental or neurological or physical challenge, right? So I know I just feel so much joy watching those kids because they're so excited to participate. And I love that Centerville is very inclusive.
Yeah, and it's a really great opportunity not only to share with kids, but to make friends and learn to interact with people that are very, very different from me and realizing, oh, we're not quite as different, really, in all the ways, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Now, this isn't on my question list, but share with me a little bit about band, since that's such a big part of your life coming up. This is one of the reasons I wanted to interview before the band season started, because then I know we won't have time.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about band and what you're excited about and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, Centerville community, it really benefits from having an amazing band program. And I know I've really benefited from being a part of it. It's something that's been around for a long time in our community. And so being a part of the band, it's not just about me in the present. It's about the people who've been in the band before me, and it's about the people who will come after me in the band, right? So in the band, we focus a lot on supporting each other and through creating a good experience for each other in the present, but then also trying to improve the band for the future. And so that's why I'm really grateful that I have the opportunity to be a drum major in the band. I get the privilege to be able to leave an impact on the marching band, and through some pretty historical moments for our band too. We had the opportunity to go to Macy's last year, and this year we're going to Florida to Disney World. So very excited for that opportunity. Band, band nerd alert, but band kids really are just so kind and so supportive. We always say that, you know, if you do other activities, band kids are always like, oh, that's so cool. You mean you do hockey? Like, that's amazing. Or like, you're part of the Science Olympiad team? Like, wow, that's really cool. When like, you don't always get that a lot in high school. You know, sometimes you get a little bit made fun of for certain activities that you do, but you don't really get that in band.
Good plug for band.
Yeah.
I remember when you were starting out as a freshman, you weren't so sure about doing band, and I kind of pushed you to do the try it out kind of, and for some reason you chose it, and I was so glad you did, because I think it was a good place for you.
Yeah, I was very hesitant. It takes a lot of time. And, you know, not always perceived the best way in high school. But it really is, it's a great opportunity to be able to learn to interact with lots of different kids, to make a lot of friends, and to learn to, like, really work hard and to work towards a common goal as a group. And, yeah, it's just a very great program.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree with that. Sometimes I'm like, you've taken my kid, and we never get to see them. But then I see what it does. Like, the leadership that you've learned and grown mm-hmm. from, you definitely have taken so much from that mm-hmm. experience to be able to learn how to lead. I mean, you can't possibly learn that unless you actually put in the work to do it. So,
yeah, you really learn a lot of patience, a lot of resilience, a lot of empathy, how to deal with some, you know, some hard things.
Yes. Teenagers aren't always easy to deal with.
Yes.
And as a leader, then you learn that it's tricky. It's tricky for sure. Is there anything else you'd want to talk about your life or about life in high school or?
Yeah. I don't really know.
That's okay. I just want to give you an open slate to talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
But so what does it mean to you to be from Centerville?
Yeah, what does it mean to be from Centerville? For me, Centerville it's about a community that really supports each other, I think, and supports a lot of different paths and opportunities. I think being from Centerville for me means opportunity. I feel like I've never lacked in experiences or in, you know, possibility. I feel like I've always been supported. If there's something that I want to do, Centerville has the opportunity to do that thing. And I think that's really impressive for, you know, just a little city in Ohio, you know, to have just such great opportunities. And I'm really, really grateful for that I'm able to be where I want to be and to achieve what I want to be. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Last question that's not on here is, where are your favorite places in Centerville?
I have a list. One of my favorite places is Esther Price Chocolates.
Really?
Wow. Just because I love chocolate a lot. I love Graders, of course. Uh-huh. I love Billy Eck Park and Grant Park and all of our parks. Another place in Centerville that I love is my home, my bed.
I'm so glad you said that. I was hoping that would
yeah.
be.
Yeah. That was the right answer.
That was a good answer. Okay. Yeah. There's no right answer.
Yeah. I definitely have a lot of happy memories in Centerville.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was delightful to talk to you. And you're so well spoken. And I feel grateful to be your parent. I'm very, very fortunate.
Thanks for having me.
No,
this was fun.
Yeah, well, it was fun. And I think it'd be fun to have some other young voices as well.
Yeah.
Just to get different perspectives.
We're living history every yes, single day.
Like, definitely.
Creating it.
Creating history. I like to see what's in the future. Yeah, what's in your future?
What's in my future? Yeah. Well, that's a good question. That is the question of the moment as going into senior in high school and... Mm. For me, I hope the one thing that I know is I really hope my future involves a lot of helping people. I mean, I do have more practical aspirations, you know, to go to college and get a dog. But ultimately, I think that's my main goal in life is I want to help people.
Yeah. Well, I love that because really community and helping people is what makes us feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. What gives us purpose ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, good luck with your goals. I'm fortunate that I will know the future. I'll be able to see.
Yes.
Yeah. But maybe we'll have a follow-up in a few
yes,
years.
Everyone else will need to get an update later.
Definitely. Okay. So thank you to Miami Valley Communication Council for helping to produce this podcast and my guest, Charlotte, for taking the time to be here today. If you have an interesting Centerville story, please contact Centerville Washington History. Please also come and visit our museums Tuesday through Friday, 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We have three locations, 26 North Main Street, 89 West Franklin, and 78 North Main Street. For more information about historical buildings and people, please check our website, centervillewashingtonhistory.org. Thank you. Bye-bye.